Well, depending on different time of the year, you know, we have, you know, thunderstorms and rain and all, and dark clouds.
Yeah.
Especially if it'd come from the south or the west, you know, it'd bring rain. And the wind be blowing from the south 6 hours and bring rain always. That's right. That's
okay.
That's where we judge it, you know. And didn't have any barometer and all that stuff like we got now.
Yeah.
You had to go by the signs, you know, and it's going to rain or not. You get up early every morning and look pink over the sunrise before the sun went up. Jenny, it would rain that day. You know, just...
Yeah.
And if the sun set there, I mean set behind a cloud, it would usually rain in 3 days. That's what that was the old sign.
Yeah.
And then if it was... be red back there, especially in the fall of the year, it'd be cold next morning. You have to look out, it's changing the weather.
Yeah,
it'd be cold that, you know. Yes, we just had signs to go by, you know. The old people went by signs, didn't they?
You still look for them and try to figure out how the weather's going to be?
Of course, the dry weather, the old signs fail. Now, we've had some dry years, two or 3 years. Look like, you have a broke bone, you know, it go to hurting, you know. That's a good sign of rain, too, you know.
Yeah.
But my knee, it fooled me here the other day. It was hurting. I said, it's going to rain. It didn't come.
Didn't rain drop.
It rained pretty close, I think. But we didn't get
Well, what would you call a kind of a storm where it just rained a whole bunch, real short period of time?
Well, you mean a thunderstorm, or?
We, you know, a thunderstorm,
by the way, thunder and lightning, generally it rains pretty hard, and sometimes it's like more of a wind, you know, like a... Not exactly a tornado or a cyclone, because I've seen many of them.
Yeah.
But, usually, just thunder and lightning, by the way, the heat what caused it, then all that kind of comes first. It seems like wind and all, and then go raining.
Yeah, you hear it called a cloud burst or
heavy rain is a cloud. That's why we call them cloud bursts. Some people, old people, just call them gully washing and lighter not floater.
Yeah, lighter not floater.
I mean it. We call it a torrent rain. I mean heavy, you know. Washing rain. We've had all kind of rain, but we don't have many of them now. It seems like the rain has lightened up in the last few years. You don't get any floods like we used to have. In fact, they do more harm than good when the heavy floods like they
wash up. That's true.
Mostly erosion and stuff.
What would you call the path that the water would cut down through a field or something?
Well, we call it erosion. That's when the land washes. Washing would be called a gully, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what if it was cloudy weather and then the sun started to come out? How would you describe that?
Well, that's it's fared off. You call that? In other words, where the clears up, it fares up, and then the sun shines. In other words, lots of time now. The old saying is, "Cloudy at 7, fair at 11." Break off and the sun and be shining at 11 o'clock. Get up every morning at 7 and be cloudy like it'll rain. And soon the clouds had vanished and 11 o'clock.